الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, the Creator of the Universe, who sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the right path, His path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers and all prophets of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the souls of his house, to the souls of the companions, and to the souls of the believers following his path until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which have been like a command for us. Say, travel through the earth. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The verb of this word, travel, in Arabic, siru, the verb, the original verb is sara, and its derivatives are repeated 14 times in the Holy Quran. 7 of them came as command, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, when he says qul, like when we read chapter 113 and chapter 115, qul means Allah, praise to him, is saying to Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, say to people. Now we are generations after the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, so it's us who are addressed. So 7 of them are commands on us to travel in the earth, around the world. It's direct command. And the other 7 is like a question to ask the non-believers and the disbelievers, haven't you traveled to see? For believers, travel so you can see. For anyone who has doubts, the faith has not entered his or her heart yet. Allah is addressing them and actually inviting them, encouraging them. Haven't you traveled around the earth to see? And we are in the age of information, age of the internet. We really, while we are in our living room, we can travel around the world seeing everything, even life, if you go to Google. And in all, of course, the addressee then is not just Muslims, is not just believers, humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way he is loving, he is hoping to guide his creation. He loves it, really. He wants the disbelievers to listen, to think, to reason, so they may be guided to the right path. So the address is not just for Muslims, for believers, for anyone to think. May Allah guide them to the right path as a result of thinking. In all of these 14 cases in which the verb travel around the earth is mentioned, all of them are encouraging us to think in a way about the past civilizations. which succeeded one another. In fact, the written history of the world starts with the Egyptian civilization and the Iraqi civilization, then Hindu and Chinese civilizations. Then after that, European and Mesoamerican civilization. So basically, it's an encouragement for creating sciences to do that. And we have, in the last 5,000 years, the written human history, we have seen humans recording really geographic information, historical information. Then the people who came after them would excavate, that's archaeology, and anthropology. And from that, all kinds of sciences, natural sciences like geology, or social sciences like psychology and sociology. All of this is really, it's like a prophecy in the Holy Quran, inviting humans to search, to excavate, to visit, to travel. But not just that, think about what you see. Think about what you hear. When we do that, if we have good brains, then we should be thankful for the bounties, great favors of Allah that He has bestowed on humanity throughout history until our time. And thanking is really knowledge. When you know yourself, you know your need, and your needs are satisfied, given to you by your Creator, logically you should be thankful. And we obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him, in order to avoid His punishment also. So we enjoy His favors, His bounties, and we avoid His punishment by being thankful. And in particular, the verses reminded us of what happened to those who rejected His messages when He sent messengers, and He would never punish. He mentioned that so many times in the Holy Quran. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We are not going to finish any nation, any community, until we send a messenger to them to tell them the truth. Then if they reject, then they deserve the punishment, here in this life and a bigger one in the hereafter. So those who would tell the messenger, you are a liar, you're just making up stuff, or those who take partners with Allah, or those who are criminal, all these are words in the Holy Quran, criminal in the sense that they hurt God's creation, human being. If you really want to summarize the essence of all God's commands, it's really benefiting each other. We are all His creation, so we should be benefiting each other, helping each other, assisting each other, cooperation for good. But those who hurt human beings, He warned them punishment here and in the hereafter. In verse 11 of Surah Al-An'am, this is chapter 6 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ انظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Say, travel through the earth, then observe how was the end of deniers, the end of the disbelievers. They would be destroyed. In verse 69 of Surah An-Naml, chapter 27 of the Holy Quran, Allah, praise to Him, says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Travel through the earth to see the end of the criminals. And the definition of criminals discussed, Allah said, in any society, at any time, a criminal is the one who breaks the law. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set us the law. For example, you should not kill a human being as an individual. Of course, the state can do that if he is a murderer, for example. The law is very clear. So if somebody is tyrant, transgressing on humans, Well, that is a criminal. Allah is telling us, travel through the earth and see what I did to those criminals, the tyrants throughout history who massacred people right and left. And in Surah Ar-Rum, this is chapter 30, verse 42, Allah, praise to Him, says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةِ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Travel in the earth to see the end of those who were before. And most of them took partners with Allah. Why is this idea of taking partners, shirk, taking partners with Allah is very serious offense and criminal, a crime? Because if anyone takes a partner with Allah, it means his loyalty, her loyalty is to somebody else other than Allah. Then violation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded would be easier on them, and therefore they will go astray, and you see all kinds of distortions and corruption and shedding blood. In Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, verse 20, Allah, praise to Him, says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This is another dimension for the benefit of encouraging us to go around the world, to travel and look and see. He said, see how Allah began creation. And now the modern sciences, biology, geology, sociology, anthropology, they have been very active tracing the origin of a creation, the beginning of life from single cell organism. This is how Allah started the creation. Allah wants us to know, and He actually would be bragging in front the angels of our knowledge, like when He brought our father Adam to the contest and He showed them that humans can know, humans can learn. And He, in order to convince us that as He started the first creation, it is easy on Him to start the second creation, which is in the day of rising, in the last day when we are resurrected. And in Surah Al-Hajj, this is chapter 22, verse 46, Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها وآذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. صدق الله العظيم. Have they not traveled through the earth and have hearts by which they reason and ears by which they hear? For indeed it is not the eyes that are blinded, but blinded are the hearts which are within the chests. صدق الله العظيم. Not only this verse is inviting us not only to look and see things and listen and we hear things, then we move on. No. He says, يعقلون بها, reason. Think about what you hear. Think about what you see. So many people in everyday life, we pass by things, we just as if we don't see them. We hear things, we ignore them as if we don't hear them. Allah says, praise to Him, no, I want you to think about what you hear. And I want you to think about what you see. Then He followed the second half of the verse. He said, it's not the eye that is blind. Then it is the inside. Actually, the eye is the camera. The eye takes the picture and sends it inside the mind, inside the brain. Then it is translated. So if we just look at the eye and we receive, the camera receives, or the ear is just listening device. It's hardware, but the meaning is here inside, and he wants us to think about the meaning. What has happened to people before us? Think about what happened to them. And I hope the tyrants and transgressors and the violators would think about what they do. And the rest of us who are righteous and faithful, they should keep teaching this to people. When you see things, you think about them. When you hear things, you think about what you're hearing. If somebody in your family is saying obscenity, stop them, or neighbors or friend. Don't let it go like that. And in Surah Ghafir, this is chapter 40, verse 82. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ قُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Have they not traveled through the earth and observed how was the end of those before them? They were more numerous, many people in a society, and greater in strength and in impression on earth. They left their impression on earth. But they were not availed or helped or assisted by what they used to earn. Great verse is telling us, think about the previous civilizations, what they built. Think about the Egyptian pyramids and the temples. Huge, if you go to Cairo, huge stone. How did they lift it up there? Or in Athens in Greece, the Parthenon. How did they put these huge stones over these huge pillars? Allah is saying they were stronger, they were greater in the what they left. Yeah, we achieved a great civilization in the 21st century. Absolutely. And we have skyscrapers, but we use the machines, right? How did they do it? Think about that. And until today, their ruins, their traces are still there. Their monuments are still there. And they amassed fortunes of gold, for example, the most precious metal on earth for known history in the last 5,000 years. And these kings, whether in Egypt, in Iraq, in India, in Athens, wherever they're in Azteca or Mayans, gold was a major goal. Their statues and masks out of gold. Did their gold, did their fortunes help them? Did their fortunes assist them to avoid, for example, death? Where are they? They are decomposed, they're gone. When they are resurrected, they will have their deeds. That's it. And their faith, of course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who reason, who think about what happened to those before us, so we can make lessons, so we enjoy the bounties of Allah, and we thank Him for that, and we avoid His wrath, His anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer our calls. Ask Him, He said, I am close to the believers if they ask me. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. One major benefit of traveling through the earth, and like I said, now with the internet, knowing friends, and with our global economy, no company anywhere is producing commodities just to sell locally. We sell globally. So you need to know people around the world. And people are not going to buy your product if you are hostile. People will buy your product if you are friendly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do that. In Surah Al-Hujurat, this is chapter 49, verse 13. Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Oh mankind, oh humans, he's talking to everybody, not specifying Muslims or believers. يا أيها الناس, oh humans, we created you from a single or pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. This is what Allah wants, so we know each other. Verily, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. And righteous, the best, to my knowledge, the best meaning is benefiting others. And Allah has full knowledge and is well acquainted. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 2, the meaning also is confirmed. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إن الله شديد العقاب. And cooperate, he wants the humankind to cooperate in righteousness and piety, in helping each other. But do not cooperate in sin and aggression against one another. And avoid the wrath of Allah. Avoid the anger of Allah. If you do, if people start transgressing against each other. Indeed, Allah is severe in punishment. And I want to close with the famous hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about the subject. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس إن ربكم واحد وإن أباكم واحد ألا لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا لأسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this famous hadith, companion Jabir, the son of Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, O humankind, again addressing all people, your Lord is one, your Creator is one, your Father is one, and as a result, nobody is better than other people. First, an Arab is not better than an Arab. So that we have the Quran in Arabic, so I say, oh, I am an Arab, I am better. No, this is Allah has chose this language and it has to be told to humanity. You have no privilege as an Arab vis-a-vis an Arab. And with the same token, no non-Arab is better than an Arab. And no red person is better than a black person. And no black person is better than red person, except with one thing, all of this. You can be a better Arab than others, or a better non-Arab than others, or a better black person than others, or better white or red than others, except in one thing. Illa bittaqwa, except in his or her own righteousness. And my understanding, and I confirm it, of righteousness is helping others. Be nice to others. Be good to others. The most honored, the Prophet ﷺ closes this hadith with this beautiful confirmation from the verse I just recited. Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum. The most honored among you on the sight of Allah is the most righteous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are righteous by our faith and by our deeds. May Allah enable us to spread His love and His compassion among the people we intermingle with, starting with family and friends, with community, nation, and the world.